This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Praise the living Jesus. Amen. How's everybody doing today? I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Praise. This morning, I would like to, I know we haven't really welcomed our guests yet, but it would be inappropriate for me to begin to say anything without taking this first step. We have some people in our midst today, very, very special to me and my wife. I've known them now about, please pardon my voice, I've known them now about 20 years. And in the 20 years, they have played a very, very significant role in my life. You know, as a young man, just starting off in life, the system back where I came from was not a very rewarding system. You know, you went to school, studied very hard, worked very hard. It don't mean nothing. It doesn't mean you're going to be comfortable in life. You know, and in my rough times in life was when I really got to know them, and they were there for me. They are our senior pastors from Nigeria, and I'd like for you to please put your hands together this morning. Let's give them a Holy Ghost welcome. Pastor and Pastor Mrs. Adegbile, you are welcome, sir. You are welcome, ma. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you very much. Amen. 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 You may please be seated, sir. Thank you very much. By the grace of God, Pastor Adegbile, it doesn't even sound right to me because I don't call him that. I call him Uncle. But in his official role, I have to address him properly. By the grace of God, he'll be bringing the word to us next week. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that. This month, the Lord said to us that the month of May is the month where we will focus more on the transformed life. Somebody say the transformed life. And our text, our Bible memory verse for the month is Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. It says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." You know, when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and you read from, say, the 7th verse to about the 18th verse. It began, thank you very much, I think I'm going to need that. It talks about, the Apostle Paul was comparing the Old and the New Testament. Amen? And in that comparison, what he did is he was telling us that if the Old Testament was sufficient in itself, there will be no need for a New Testament. Yes? If it's good, if it's not broken, you don't fix it. Right? So he said the reason, one of the reasons we have the New Testament is because the old was not sufficient. And not only that, he said even though the Old Testament was glorious, he said the new is much more glorious. If the way I was good, then there will be no need for a transformation. Can you imagine a butterfly ending its journey as a pupa? I've shown the clip before in church. The metamorphosis, the transition it goes through. That beautiful creature never comes out of that pupa. That would be a tragedy. I'm sure you'll agree with me on that, if that happened. But it goes through a process, and at the end of the day, something really beautiful, something really nice comes out of that egg that is laid. In fact, what comes out of the egg is ugly and nasty. You don't like it. It looks like a maggot, the larva stage. But then in the process of time, it almost goes into a rest phase in the pupa. And while in the pupa, God is working on it so that it can become that beautiful thing that we call the butterfly. May I say to you today that the plan and the purpose of God for your life is more beautiful than where you are today? Really. I didn't say that so I can get a response. I'm serious. I'm serious. Where you are right now is nothing compared to where God is taking you. It's nothing. There's a transformation that God desires for your life and for my life. But the problem, listen to this, listen close. Please don't look at me. Listen close to this. The problem with many believers is they are in an arrested stage of development. If you have a child that is 10, 11, 12, 15 year old, and all they want to drink is milk, you will be worried. You'll be very worried. Too many believers today are in an arrested stage of development. We prayed for a little boy today, 7 years old. He's not been able to walk yet. The key word there, yet, because he's going to walk. We have prayed. If we believe in our prayers, then we must know and expect the boy to walk. Amen. The grandmother says that is a pain in her heart. You know why? Because it should have advanced beyond the stage where he is right now. Can I tell you something this morning? There are many people, I hope you are not one of them, and if you are, a change has come to you today. There are many people, as God is looking down, they are a pain in the heart of God. You know why? Because they are in an arrested stage of development. The same shimmy prayer they were praying 5 years ago is the same shimmy prayer they are praying today. The same scripture they were quoting 10 years ago is the same one scripture, three scriptures they know up till today. The same fears they had when they gave their life to Christ is the same fear they still have till today. Say, my problem is I can't talk to people. I'm afraid. No. Amen. God wants us to be transformed. Somebody say transformed. Transformed. That is his desire. So if at the point I gave my life to Christ, there were certain things that I was, I'm petrified. I'm afraid. Now that I'm born again, now that I'm going through a process, my life should be changing with that process. Amen? What God desires for you and I is Christ-likeness. Can somebody please say that with me? Christ-likeness. So the test for your life and for my life is how much more like Christ am I today than when I first started? Amen? How much more like Christ am I today than last year? Christ-likeness. Let's read verse 18 of that 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. It says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass. I believe the New King James translation says, beholding as in a mirror. beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Okay, thank you very much. But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Listen to this. What is talking about there that we are beholding is saying, if we will give attention to the study of the Word of God. You know, today we have a lot of professional preachers. You know, so people in the church have resigned the reading and the studying of the Bible to the professional people. Let them go read it and come back and tell us what it says. That's the old covenant. In the Old Testament, they said to Moses, you go talk to God. This God, we are too scared of him. You go talk to him. Whatever he says, come back and let us know. But God is saying, when Jesus hung on the cross and he gave up the ghost, the Bible says the veil in the temple was ripped in two. What God is saying is that you and myself, we have free access into the Holy of Holies. It means we don't need to cover. You know, when Moses came down from the mountain, they couldn't look at his face. He had to cover his face to be able to talk to them because his face was radiant. But this same text, when you read it from verse 7, it says, but now with unveiled faces, we can look as in beholding in a mirror. We can look at the word of life. We can look at the word of God. And it says, the more you stare at it, the more you read it, the more you look at it, the more like it you will become. Friends, I tell you the truth and I lie not. If you read believing, what you read will convict your heart. When there is conviction in your heart, it is the beginning of change. We can say all these fancy scripture, fancy word, not conform, transform, and then we just, you know, play with it, and nothing happens. Because there's a practical step to it. And if I am missing the practical step, then I will just come Sunday after Sunday and Tuesday after Tuesday to listen to the professional preachers to tell me what God has said. Meanwhile, God is waiting for you. God is waiting for you. God is waiting for you. Can you imagine my children waiting to talk to somebody to talk to me or booking an appointment? That's the day things will change. Say, can you please tell Pastor Sonny that his daughter needs to talk to him? It will never happen. But that's what many of us are doing. We are requesting permission to talk to our Father. In prayer, we don't pray. And we have group prayer on Tuesdays. Tuesdays, 7 to 7:30, half hour of prayer. Amen? Before Bible study. Monday through Saturday, on the phone line, we have prayer. 5:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. Friends, you must learn to begin to know this God for yourself. Look at your neighbor. Say, friend. Okay, say, amigo. You know, and if it's a woman, say, amiga. Aha, we just came from Mexico. From Mexico. Say, friend. You have to begin to know God for you. He said, as beholding in a mirror the glory of the Lord, then we are transformed. Then we are transformed. You know, one of the things, my personal observation, is that the church has become, you know, like the scriptures, they said in the end times they will have itchy ears. You know, we like to hear things that will Yeah, preach it, Pastor. Yes, I claim it. If that's what I was saying, this place will be bubbling right now. Now, catch it. Catch your Lexus. Catch it. We like it. We like those things. Things that will pump us up. But don't think those things don't transform our lives. Amen? They're good. A good car is very good. Oh, yeah. I mean, the car our senior pastors here knew me with in the beginning is a Covenant when I'm going out in the morning. So I will agree with the car. I said, don't let's do this. So you and I are going together. The best thing is for the both of us to come back together. It would not be nice for somebody to be left behind. That was the kind of car I was driving there. You know? And I've said this many times. When I'm driving at night, I know this will not make sense to any of you. You guys are too cool to know this. When I'm driving at night, I'm thanking God for nice headlights. You know, that I'm driving at night and I can see the road because of my own light. Not because of somebody else's light, because of my own light is shining. Back in the day, my headlamp is looking at the treetop. So when I'm driving, I'm gauging everything. You know, I see a car coming, I have to estimate this space on this side, this space on. So I don't fall into the ditch on this side and I don't hit the guy on that other side too. So those things are good. Now I can just wake up and say, I am going to Houston. And there's no stress. Before, I will go to mechanic. He say, but Dalati, please let me check this in very well. Do you think it will make it to Lagos? That was the name of, I didn't make that up. That's the name of our mechanic. I said, but Dalati, I want to go to Lagos. Can this car make it to Lagos? He said, but Dakoye, it will make it. It will make it. You know, you just agree together. He said, we will make it. It's a covenant. Make a covenant with it. It will take. How do you make a covenant with a car every time you want to drive? So what I'm saying is, having those nice things is good. I would love to have them. I don't want to ever go back to the day of wondering about headlamp. I will give the car away the day the car becomes a stress like that. But what I'm saying to you today is the desire of God for you and for myself is we'll be transformed. We'll be transformed from glory to glory. From glory to glory. It means God wants your life to be better and better, shining more and more. You know, the things you are ignorant of today, once you know your ignorance, you start working on it to get knowledge. And that is why here we devote time to the study of the word. Not just to get us excited, but to teach us the word. I'm sure you have been wondering, so what's this t-shirt that all these people are wearing? You know, I was scared that my muscle may make some people afraid. It's the reason I wore the jacket. You know, and I don't want you to see my one pack. You know, but so that you can see the... No. I will hold the muscles in so you don't see them. You know, so maybe you've been wondering, what is this thing they are wearing? It says, Word First. Word First is a word conference, a teaching conference that we're going to start in Salvation Center, and it's going to be every year. And I want you to mark your calendars. Amen. I want you to mark your calendar. It's going to be July 21st to the 23rd. July 21st to the 23rd. This year's theme is In the Days of His Power. In the Days of His Power. Yes, put your hands together for the Lord. One of the things that will happen in the days of the Lord is found in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 14. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14. It says, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This is a prayer that with this conference, the knowledge of the glory of God will fill our hearts, will fill our church, will fill our homes, will fill our families as the waters cover the sea. Friends, listen to me. Listen close to this. One of the most effective tools that Satan uses against people is ignorance. Ignorance. In fact, like I said the other day, somebody said, there are some things we know, and there are some other things we don't know, and then there are some other things we don't know that we don't know. That's the worst kind of ignorance. But once you find yourself that, you know, many times some people, you come to church and you are wondering, how is it that this lady is able to do this thing? It means you are deficient in some things. Then you must work on yourself to fix that area of your life. And one of the things we want to accomplish with this is with this conference. Friends, my prayer is that anyone that identifies with Salvation Center San Antonio of the Redeemed Christian Church of God will be known for one thing, that those people, they know the word. They know the Lord. They are not easily swayed by any kind of doctrine blowing through the place. No, they know the word. They know the word. So I want you to mark your calendar. Bring out your smartphones. You know, block that calendar. Block those dates. July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Amen? Yes, and 22nd happens to be my birthday too. Hallelujah. Amen? This year, we're going to have three guest speakers. The first guest speaker is Pastor Rick Godwin. How many of us know Pastor Rick Godwin? He's local here in San Antonio, Pastor Rick Godwin. Rick Godwin, and then we also have our provincial pastor, Pastor Tunde Badru. How many of us remember the provincial pastor? He will be coming as well. The way we are clapping is very not good. If you are going to clap, you clap well. Hallelujah. Amen. The same way you would like to be applauded is the way you applaud others. Amen. And then the third person, you may not know him, but when you see him that day, you will know him. Amen. Pastor O.J. Kuye. He's a provincial pastor as well and a man of the word. These people have been carefully selected by the grace of God, you know, so that at the end of this three-day conference, your life and my life will never remain the same again. Amen. I say we will never remain the same again. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And if you are like me, if you think like me, because if I were on the other side listening to everything that I've said, what would be going on in my mind is, so why is it just a few people that are wearing the shirt? What's up with that? Okay. The people that are wearing the shirt, that's the planning committee. The door is not closed. You know, these ones have been voluntold. They were voluntold that they will be a part of the planning committee. So if you want to volunteer, not voluntold now, you want to volunteer, you are welcome to join us. Amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My prayer is that God himself will fill us with knowledge and with understanding. In the name of Jesus. No longer will we be pushed around by the devil. Why? Because we know the truth. When the devil came to tempt Jesus, Jesus clearly told him, he said, man shall not live by bread alone. Go and sit down somewhere. Why? He had knowledge. He had knowledge. Many are falling today because they are ignorant. May you not be ignorant.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.